Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to episode 5 of Reddit Tales and Takeaways. Today we have special guest Millionaire Q with us.
What's up, y'all? Very excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. We have some good stories.
Yes, we are.
Per Kieran's request, we will be doing Am I the Asshole stories.
Yep.
And we will, as always, like we did last time in our first episode, we'll be ranking them on a 1 to 10 scale. 10 being mega asshole, 1 being opposite of an asshole, the right thing. So, and we're excited to have a third voice because you guys are probably tired of hearing the same two voices. You know, we get a third perspective. That'll help.
Yeah, and I bet you guys are excited to get some more Am I the Asshole stories. I've heard these are a big hit with the fans.
That's what I've been hearing. So, let's begin. This is the first one, and it's a good one based off the title, but those can be deceiving. Okay. So, here we go.
Indeed, they can.
Am I the asshole for telling another mother our children aren't close anymore due to intelligence levels?
I would say probably.
I actually had the same problem as like a child.
No,
I was like,
shut up.
My intelligence levels are so much higher.
Yeah, yours is the low one, and all your friends left you.
I'm sure Kieran had that same issue. Reed definitely had that issue, but in the opposite. His intelligence levels were too low for his friends. But what have we learned? Titles can be deceiving.
Indeed, they can.
So let's just get into the story. My daughter, let's call her Sophie, used to be best friends with Kat. They used to be best friends in elementary school, but ever since middle school, have started to grow apart. Okay, I feel like that's a very normal thing. You don't have the same friends like your whole school career.
Yeah.
But okay. The school split the kids in advance and normal for can't read. The school split the kids in advance and normal for math and science. All other classes are still together. My daughter got placed in the advance, and Kat got placed in normal. No big deal. They still see each other in school. They were still close friends until group projects. Initial thoughts?
I mean,
not a lot of thoughts.
I don't know why they should not be friends because they're in different classes, but
well, they were still pretty close. It seemed at first they were just, you know, had a couple different classes.
Yeah,
I will say based off the tone, I'm starting to think she sounds a little arrogant. She made it like
I definitely agree.
Kat was in the normal classes. Well, my daughter. Was
well, that's kind of how you read it, but
that's how I interpret it.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good like she just seems a little. She's one of those moms that thinks her kid, like, rules the earth, you know?
Yeah, like how you think of yourself.
Okay, I'll continue. There have been multiple group projects, and kids get to pick their partners. Okay. Kat and Sophie usually work together, and that is when issues start happening. Sophie would get really frustrated that the work Kat did wasn't correct. I told her to just turn it in without fixing it, and she got a bad grade on the assignment. Why would you tell her to do that?
That's bad parenting.
Kind of. Yeah. Like, why would you be like, oh, you know it's wrong, but turn it in anyway? Okay. After that, Sophie went through a period of time fixing stuff. After a while, I told her to stop doing group projects with her. So they stopped doing projects together, and the friendship blew up. So basically, the mom is definitely somewhat responsible for this breakup.
Yeah. It's not as bad as I, like, kind of thought from the title. Because titles can be deceiving.
They can be deceiving. That's the thing.
But, I mean, it's not. It's like.
Not horrible so far. We'll continue.
She's like a little kid. Grades also don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
So they are not friends anymore. It's Sophie's birthday, and invites were sent out. Kat wasn't on the invite list my daughter made. I got a call from her mom asking why she wasn't invited. I informed her they aren't really friends anymore. She said invite her anyway since it's just a spat. I told her that people invited were people my daughter wanted at the event.
Okay. Damn.
It's kind of crazy.
I don't know, but if this is like a big birthday party, the mom is definitely the butthole in this situation because she's like stirring up controversy.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not liking this mom real much. I mean,
if the daughter really didn't want her there...
Okay, yeah.
Then I guess it makes sense, but I don't know if she's just saying that.
Yeah, to make herself look
better. Yeah. like, my daughter's smarter than yours.
My daughter's smarter than yours, and you can't come to the birthday party.
Okay. I bet her birthday party stunk anyways.
I actually got invited. It was really fun. But it was only for, like, high-intelligence people. Like
You got invited to a young girl's birthday party, okay. And you went, and you had a fun time.
Okay, be quiet. This went for a while and came to why they weren't friends. And when I said it was due to both girls' intelligence issues and tried explaining the group project issue, she got pissed, accusing me I am calling her kid dumb. Never said that.
She called
me a jerk. Yeah, she kind of is a jerk. She said it in the title. She just, like, said it was because of intelligence reasons.
Yeah, she told her daughter to stop doing group projects with her because she's dumb.
Okay. Okay, there's an edit. Would we like to hear it before we make our final verdict?
We wouldn't like to hear it. We'd love to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. Edit. I did tell her they weren't for... Okay, she can't... Obviously, she's not very smart. She... Lots of spelling errors and grammar mistakes here. Edit. I did tell her they weren't firmed anymore. That's an error. So obviously she doesn't have the same intelligence levels as her daughter.
Yeah.
She kept asking why. That's the reason I brought up the issue of why they weren't friends anymore. I wasn't going to lie. And she also already know why that friendship blew up. Another error. The kids were arguing about it constantly for a while. So I think...
They can still be friends without doing group projects.
I know, that's what
I
think. They're like, obviously it's like middle school drama too, which I understand is complicated and hard to deal with as an adult, but, you know, seems silly.
It's real. It's real.
Reed knows. But as someone who has a little sister, lots of these little spats happen, but you don't need to, like, the mom's kind of encouraging it to, like, get worse. So.
She did too much.
Okay, I'm not going to say she's a 10, but she's, like, a 6 on the asshole scale, in my opinion. She's definitely, you know, above the normal level of assholishness.
I'm going with the 7.
I agree with the 6. That's a good point.
6?
Yeah, I think 6, because she's, like, I don't think it's wrong for her to say, like, stop doing group projects with her if she's getting bad grades on them. But, like, her other actions just seem... She seems cocky.
It's not even, like, her telling her daughter that, like, if she's not smart, maybe don't do projects with her. That's fine. But she's being an asshole when she's like, you're not invited to my daughter's birthday party because your daughter's dumb.
Yeah, basically. She keeps, like, yeah. Lots of people are agreeing with us. They, like, you know, you're the asshole. Yeah, some person said, you're the asshole in such a way that I worried the universe might collapse around you. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of people are agreeing with us. You know, she's not in the right here. And I think we all agree with that. So, I'm glad we got that. We're in agreement on that, except
yep.
Reed is
agreed.
A little too high on it. Me and Kieran are more in
code basically core. The same.
Basically, not quite, though. Okay, let's move on to the next story. Let's get it.
All right, am I the asshole for slapping a teenager?
That's a good one, interesting.
I'm going to have to go with probably.
Probably. You shouldn't be assaulting children.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, unless it's Reed, then you can slap him because he would...
Well, because I'm an adult, because I'm like a big step up.
Okay. No one's ever described you as that, but we'll go with it.
So the narrator is 32 years old. And she said
okay.
She was at a water park this last weekend with her husband, who's 32 years old too,
okay.
And was with her daughter. They were in one of the pools practicing swimming and keeping to themselves. There was a group of teenage boys there, and while she was working with her daughter on swimming, one of them came up behind him, felt a tug on the strings of her top, untying it. Now, that's kind of...
This kid's a creep.
This might
yeah,
be...
I will... As a teenage boy, I will say that I am very disappointed in the teenage
agreed.
Boy community for
yeah,
this
like
one.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't do the same,
I would
buddy.
Not do the same. Absolutely not.
This might be justified for slapping him.
Yeah, honestly...
Yeah. Now I'm
This
leaning...
title is quite deceiving.
Yeah. Now I'm definitely leaning towards justified, because that's like...
Yeah, that's really inappropriate.
That's pretty
that's
messed
sexual
up.
Assault.
That is.
So let's continue.
And it said, I spun around... And saw this 15 to 17-year-old with a smirk and slapped him.
Yeah. You deserved that.
Yeah, that's
agreed.
Deserved.
It's like a natural reaction.
It was also, like, out of...
Self-defense.
Maybe not self-defense, but, like, Yeah. She was surprised, and then, like, there's, like, someone laughing at you, a little teenage boy.
Yeah.
I'd slap the punk.
Would you?
I would.
Okay. Is there any more, Gary?
There is. Okay. The next paragraph says, this quickly caused a scene. The park staff got involved, as well as the boy's parents, who were livid at me.
What? They're livid at you?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. My mom would kill me.
Yep. My husband and another lady saw it happen and confirmed that he really did grab my top. There was also a camera around the pool that kind of showed it, but it wasn't the best angle. The boy's parents threatened assault charges, and I threatened sexual assault charges if they decided to go that way. Eventually, we were both asked to leave and haven't heard anything since. My husband, although, still thinks I overreacted a bit, which I don't. Am I the asshole?
Well, it was also out of, like...
Yeah, he could have pulled her top off, and then she's exposed to the public, and then...
Exactly.
She had to protect herself.
Yeah.
I am not very happy with this teenage boy.
It wasn't like she walked over there for, like, 30 steps and slapped him. It was like... Yeah. She spun around, was surprised, and then slapped him.
Yeah, it was like a natural reflex.
I will say, as a part of the teenage boy community, I'm extremely embarrassed for the actions of this young man.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Thank you. Do we want to do our rating? All right. We'll go ahead and start rating.
I'm giving her a 2.
I'm giving her like a 1.
I agree with a 2.
Okay, I might as well just say a 2, too, so that we're all... in agreement, but yeah, she didn't do anything wrong, in my humble opinion.
I'm with her.
In the comments, we're agreeing with that, I think. We have the right general idea. So, this episode's shaping good. We have a tie right now between one asshole, clearly, and then one not the asshole, clearly. So we're going to have to
do
one last one to be the tiebreaker for this episode. More assholes or more... Not the asshole, so let's get into it.
Yep. All right, I've got, am I the asshole for making my daughter leave because my husband is attracted to her?
Whoa. What the hell?
Whoa.
Okay, that's not okay.
Whoa, that is not, that is, that's not good, bro.
That is weird.
That was quite the emote you just hit, Parks.
I'm not, right off the bat, I'm very concerned because I'm assuming that the father is probably significantly older than the daughter. And why is the daughter getting in trouble? She can't control the way she looks.
Exactly.
It's the dad being weird. He needs to look away.
Exactly.
That's completely inappropriate.
Indeed.
That's
also, why is she making the daughter leave?
That's what I was going on about. Like, that's ridiculous. Make the husband leave.
She still likes the husband, I guess.
I guess.
All right.
We have learned one thing, though. Titles are deceiving. So let's go ahead and get into
it. Panels are deceiving. All right. I, 55F, have been married to my husband and my daughter, stepdad, 63M, for 4 years.
Whoa.
At least it's not biological, but still.
Wait for it. 60-something. Wait for it. My 23-year-old stepdaughter. No, not stepdaughter. My 23-year-old daughter and I have had a complicated relationship.
Okay. Well, I'd say if you're marrying
a guy. The stepdad is 40 years older than her daughter.
Dang. Yeah, that's not okay. That means that if he had, like, they've known each other for a while, he probably liked her when she was younger, too, which is weird, to say the least.
You didn't need to bring that up.
It is weird.
Yeah, he was probably letting it marry.
That is an important thing to think about. Okay. Continue, Reed.
She has been diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder. She has a lot of trauma from watching me and my husband's horrible marriage go down and was bullied in school.
Well, she's really 0 for 2 at this point because obviously the first husband wasn't very good.
Dang.
And then this new husband doesn't even like her. He was in it for the daughter the whole time, probably.
All right. When she told me she was being bullied by peers, my view that all children are innocent really tied my hands because I told her that if I said anything to them, I would be an adult harassing a child.
What? What is she talking about? That she just, like, there's nothing, that wasn't relevant. No, she just...
Because, like, I guess it was actually not relevant at all.
Yeah,
but
she just, like, well, I don't know what that was.
She's
about.
Just yapping.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards asshole because she's just yapping to try to avoid the difficult points of this story.
We'll see how that changes.
We'll see.
She has blamed me for that ever since and keeps referring to this one time where the kids at school called her trash due to the fact that she wasn't taking care of her hygiene due to depression.
Okay, that's just sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Makes her seem even worse than the fact that she married a guy that's attracted to her daughter and then kicked the daughter out, but okay. Continue.
Part, in parentheses, not at all, of my response was telling her to take a shower and I bought her new clothes. The bullying finally ended with an expulsion and a suspension for the ringleaders. She still throws the fact that a school clinic volunteer told her that if she was their kid, she'd have permission to punch back if administrators didn't do anything.
Okay.
Like, how is this relevant?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just showing how she's an even worse mother than we thought before. Like, the title was deceiving because she's actually worse than we thought. But, you know. Continue. I'm not very happy with this woman right now.
I thought that having her live with me while she finishes school and gets a job would help heal some childhood wounds if my second husband and I modeled a healthy relationship.
Well, obviously that didn't work out.
However, my daughter now doesn't get along with my husband.
I wonder why.
She is a very introverted, creative person who likes immersing herself in escapism. So she'd get annoyed if she was sitting eating alone and my husband would sit across from her and eat. Oh. All right, this is pretty sus.
Okay, I will
That's
say.
It's pretty normal, though.
Okay. The daughter obviously has some, like, mental issues. I don't think the husband should get in trouble because he, like, ate at the same table as her. It's his house, too.
Agreed.
Yeah. But, like, obviously, he's...
But also, they're like, that's her stepdad, so they're not going to never, like, see each other. They can't just, like, avoid
each other.
That's
what I'm saying. So, like, the husband so far isn't the asshole, but based off that title, he's going to become it. And the mom's already sounds like the asshole for, like, unrelated reasons for not defending her daughter when she was getting bullied.
Yep. All right. Saying she ate later so she could eat alone. However, my husband started acting distant from me and my daughter, complained that his eyes lingered for too long. She got very angry, and there was a lot of shouting and slamming of doors. Finally, my husband admitted he's attracted to her, and it's hard to be around her all day.
No.
Said she was walking temptation and said
Whoa.
That's
walking temptation.
Hold on.
Hold on.
She said she was walking temptation and said that's why he was avoiding sex with me.
Arrest this
Whoa.
Man. Arrest.
What the heck?
Arrest this
man. Yeah, that's crazy, but also, why are you saying that
to
your wife and to your daughter?
Yeah, that's...
Dang.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, why are you telling your daughter that you've been avoiding sex with her mother because you're attracted to her? That's
that
crazy.
So weird.
Sounds like this guy's the asshole.
And sounds like the mom's the asshole. For
yeah,
too,
sounds
for
like
kicking
the
daughter out.
Sounds
for
like the mom should also kick him out.
Yeah. Continue. Oh my god.
I was so upset to hear this. I don't blame my daughter for this, but at the same time, the situation has become unbearable.
Okay. Why did she have to say that she doesn't blame the daughter for this? Like, what? Obviously not.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm distracting you.
Something would have to give, and I couldn't collect my thoughts with both of them still being in the house. So I gave my daughter money to stay at an extended stay hotel and asked her to utilize her college's emergency financial and housing resources they have for students in need. She responded by storming out and telling my ex, who is now circling social media, using it to paint me as the villain of all villains. I'm not abandoning my daughter. She qualifies for those resources anyways, since my ex is unemployed and we are in substantial debt. I just need time to process the situation and don't want to leave my house to stay with my daughter when I have a marriage to figure out whether or not to save. Am I the asshole?
Yes. Oh my gosh, not even hard. 10, 10, 10, 10.
10?
10. I say 10 too.
I'd say like a 9, maybe.
She didn't have to kick her daughter
out. She didn't like...
Nah, that's like a 7.
Oh my... No. That's a 9 or an 8 at least.
I agree that she has to do something about the situation, and it should be to kick the husband out.
Yeah.
Then she's the butt in the situation.
But that's not like 10 out of 10.
It's pretty bad, Reed.
Kieran, she's the asshole
of all
assholes.
That's why we have a third voice. Kieran, What do you think?
I'd say 10, too.
Yeah, thank you.
It should
she
be
is horrible.
The husband should be kicked
first
out.
First, she, like, okay, if it was just the situation with the husband, maybe, like, an 8. But she literally, like, made herself look even worse by, like, going on a tangent about how she didn't defend her daughter when she was getting bullied and how she, like, did all this stuff to her daughter before. I think she is definitely... She's definitely, yeah. She's the asshole.
All right. At the most, I'll go to an 8.
No.
I'm sticking with my 7 or 8.
That's
ridiculous.
Thank you. That is not the right answer. Okay, whatever. I think we can at least agree that assholes won this episode because
yep.
There's 2 assholes to 1 not asshole. We can at least agree on that, even though Reed's wrong about that last one.
No.
But, yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode,
yep.
A bit of a different format today.
Don't forget to follow Reddit Tales and Takeaways on Instagram and TikTok.
And remember to send us DM us stories.
Yes.
And if you'd like to also be like Kieran and be a guest on our show, we'd be more than happy to have anybody
just
on.
Send us something over and we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you, potentially. We have a lot of applicants, so we have to like kind of shift through those. But
any closing remarks, Kieran?
Nothing really, but I'm really grateful to be on this.
Yep.
It was a great
time.
Thank
you.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so great having you. Third voice, finally. I'm sure the viewers are going to love it.
Yep. And we'll see y'all in the next one.
See y'all.